welcome, hi, hello to Updates with Brandon Newsman. That's me, Brandon Newman. This is episode 91.5. Make sure to check out episode 90. When we try to build this show and we think about the rundown, I'm watching TV, I'm watching sports news, I'm reading articles, and Chris Broussard was trending. And I was like, I know Chris. I know Chris very well. I have Chris's phone number. We text. I actually haven't texted him back since he said congratulations to Michelle and I for the wedding.
But you were busy.
But we've seen each other in the hallway since, and like I've but there is that pending. Like I haven't replied. But I know Chris Broussard. And I start looking, like, why is Chris Broussard in the news? Oh, Kevin Durant. Another layer to the Kevin Durant, Chris Broussard on social media, Twitter drama. And I'm going to take you through all of it. Listen, this is what happened. Chris Broussard, FS1 analyst, NBA. Chris Broussard tweeted a clip of him and Rob Parker on the Odd Couple.
Shouts to Rob Parker.
Talking about Kevin Durant and the Warriors and the Warriors succeeding without Kevin Durant. Chris Broussard's take was Kevin Durant's worst nightmare is coming true. Chris Broussard says, if the Warriors win a title without KD, does that diminish his two rings? A question that sports fans talk about. Kevin Durant replied, I see a little exaggeration there, buddy. My worst nightmare? ? You sure that this is my worst or the worst it can get? Okay, tongue in cheek, back and forth between Chris Broussard and Kevin Durant. Mainly just the fact that Kevin Durant responded was news. Okay, moving forward, the beef continues. Chris Broussard put out a tweet, quote tweeting a clip from him on Undisputed talking to Skip and Shannon and Jenny Taft about the said tweet back from KD. KD and I have a love-hate relationship. We've texted for 2 to 3 hours straight about life, basketball, media, faith. KD has gone at me much harder privately. We make a living critiquing athletes. It would be hypocritical of us not to be able to take it, from Chris Broussard. Bravo. Great response. This is all talking about going back and forth, back and forth. Mm-hmm. And comes out, you know, Chris Broussard and Kevin Durant have had conversations before, right? Let's move on to the next.
Escalating it. We've now escalated it, though, from it was on Twitter. It was a radio Twitter only. Now we're on FS1.
Yes.
The stakes have been slightly raised. Yeah.
The meta level.
It's moving through
us,
the.
Right.
And I car wash, if you will.
Yeah, I almost need to stop down and pause and like start from the beginning of this whole thing and tell you guys that the reason I'm sitting here right now, the reason I even have a voice, is because I ran social media accounts for FS1 and the people who worked on FS1. So when people come here, like Chris Broussard, when he moved over from ESPN or the other network, whatever we're calling it nowadays, I had to talk to him about his Twitter, and I was running all of these accounts, and I was organizing how the flow happens. And one of the best things we could ask for was Des Bryant tweeting back at Skip.
Call and response. That's what we're looking for.
Aaron Rodgers clapping back at Colin. Even blocking him. All that stuff is good in the Baker. Social media world. Like Bakerman. Like this is all what we want. So you're feeding into us, Kevin Durant, and we love you for this. And you're almost as good of a basketball player as you are. You're almost that good on social media as well. Like you might be one of the greatest. Like we'll revisit that with burner accounts, because, you know, we don't know who to give the credit to. But Kevin Durant came back strong. Cap, 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 cap. You don't even have my number, man. How many? 5 ends on man. You don't even have my number. So, tried to come at Chris Broussard's validity. Tried to come at Chris Broussard's validity, saying, he said, how do we text? How do we go back and forth? I don't even have your number, right? Oh. Damn. Now Chris Broussard is trending. What happens next? Chris Broussard comes back. This is 13 hours ago. A detailed message about the beef along with the video. We're not going to play the video. They have been playing the video in other publications at FS1, but we're
Which
a podcast.
Again,
you know
win,
what I'm
win,
saying?
Win,
y'all can go find it. You know, at Chris Broussard, you know what I'm saying? 88 on Instagram. Shouts out. Okay. In the past, I have had 60-plus IG and Twitter DMs from KD, mostly from three conversations initiated from him spanning 5-plus hours each. I won't expose them for respect for KD and other texts with him. I will continue to love, respect, and pray for KD and objectively analyze his game. Now, the thing that we left out is Chris Broussard coming back strong with the old man argument. Text, IG DMs, Twitter DMs, it's all the same to me. Fair.
I mean,
fair.
Yeah.
Fair. For someone over a certain age to say that IG messages, DMs, and Twitter DMs, and text messages, it's on my phone, yeah, and I'm talking to you with words and sentences. I don't know. It's SMS.
There's a difference.
SMS.
There's a difference between a phone call and a text.
Oh,
there's a difference between an email and a text. Sort of.
Yeah. But, like Chris Broussard said, he remembers what he was doing on those days, which further validates it, because anytime you get a like from someone, anytime you get a celebrity that you talk about
comes back at
you on social media, you guys know it. You guys know exactly where you were. I remember where I was on Father's Day when I tweeted at Pete Miller, Master P, and said, I've never met Master P, but I bet he's a great father. His kids are doing well. He retweeted me and added me back, and I was walking into Michelle's grandfather's nursing home when it happened. I know. When you remember it, when you see it, and you're there, right? It's important. So, this is Kevin Durant clapping back Chris Broussard. This is how boring the NBA playoffs are right now.
Stop.
This is. Because you know what the next story is? Let's go. Moving on. Drake. So, we're talking about Drake, and we're talking about Kawhi, we're talking about the Raptors, we're talking about Toronto and the antics. Now, if you're following basketball, if you follow hip-hop, if you follow Drake, if you've been alive in the last 3 years, you know Drake can be a staple at Toronto's, what's their stadium even called?
Well, Jurassic Park is where they hang out
Jurassic
outside.
Jurassic Park,
it doesn't matter.
The Canadian Park.
The point is, he's like somewhat formally endorsed as like a
ambassador.
Celebrity, I'd say celebrity mascot, but
legitimately.
His semi-official title might be ambassador. And
exactly. The Nice For What video, I believe, started on the court of the Toronto Raptors. Like, he is ingrained. If you have a problem with it, talk to Rob Ford, God rest his soul, the mayor that gave Drake the key to the city. Drake is the most popular Canadian easily right now. He can roam up the sidelines as much as he wants. Okay, I'm speeding forward. Mike Budenholzer, right, had a statement about the way Drake has been running up and down the sidelines. This is Mike Budenholzer. There's currently no place for fans, and you know, whatever it is exactly that Drake is for the Toronto Raptors, you know, to be on the court. There's boundaries, there's lines for a reason, and like I said, the league is usually pretty good at being on top of stuff like that.
That sounds like after the loss sound to me, if I've ever heard it.
Listen, y'all can't tell Drake nothing. He just bought a jet. He is October's very own. He's rocking his own stuff. He's not a great sweatshirt.
Listen,
blah, I'm not saying
blah,
I am.
Blah, right, Donnie?
Yeah, you can buy that at the mall. That's a mall kiosk.
Listen, guess what? The prices went up on it. All right, because Drake was rocking it while he was giving massages. Okay. I desperately need the Milwaukee Bucks to wake up and stop playing around with the Toronto Raptors and get them up out of here, because I can't have Kawhi staying in Toronto. This is an initiative started by Toronto called Kawhine and Dine. This emblem, this sticker of Kawhi's stoic face with the use of negative.
Pretty biblical, though, with the way his beard and the dress come down behind it.
He honestly looks like a Squidbillies character. I was going to say that. But that's a deep cut. So
it's the braids.
Okay, so if you have the Kawhi and Dine emblem on your store, that means Kawhi Leonard eats free there.
And
right?
his uncle?
I imagine Kawhi Leonard adjacent too. I thought about that. I was like, what if he's going out to dinner? What everybody in town? Everybody got their passport and everybody came in town. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like what everybody eating for free? Probably. Now they're trying to eat for free to make him stay. They need to stop playing. The Bucks need to win. Because Kawhi could listen.
You think if the Raptors win the Eastern Conference Finals, he's more likely to stay?
100%. 100%. And if he eats there for free, I mean, that might get me to stay.
It depends on the restaurants. 100%.
They have body shops. Like, people are buying in. Like, if it looks like that he's starting to frequent the shops that got the Kwan and Don, you don't think Ruth Chris going to start throwing up the little Kwan and Don's emblem out there? That's probably is that as nice as it gets in Toronto? They got a version of Morton's?
No. Toronto, that's a real city. He'd be good.
No, okay. Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, I just want to say, leave Drake alone. It's a very old man take saying, like, Drake shouldn't be on the sidelines, whatever. It's the reason for a lot of people to watch the playoffs when not a lot of people want to watch the playoffs.
It makes those slow-footed Eastern Conference games seem a little faster when there's Drake cutaways. I will say that. There's something to care about, you know what I mean?
Matter of fact, most NFL, NBA teams need to think about getting themselves a Drake on the sidelines. So if Big Sean was on the sidelines of the Pistons games, wilding out, getting into other players' head, it's just about distracting the other team from the basketball that's being played. Drake is in your head already. Y'all was listening to him before you went out there, Bucks and Raptors fans, nonstop. Okay? That it was a pun. Let it happen. Y'all need to follow the Canadian way. Instead of pushing against it so hard. Okay, let's move on. John Heller wanted to get football into the show. So we're thinking about it.
Football, Brandon. I want to hear things you have to say about football.
We want to get football on the show.
It's been, yeah.
There's some more creative ways we can get into the show in the past. And then Donnie brought up the fact, and this is something I've heard about, but Donnie brought up the fact that Oklahoma drills were starting to get outlawed or
on the chopping block.
Made to be outlawed in the NFL.
That was a pun too.
During training camp. Okay? Now, the Oklahoma drill is one of three drills that are being banned from training camp during the summers in the NFL for football. That is the Oklahoma drill, the bull in the ring drill, or king of the circle, king of the ring, whatever, or half line. Now,
Brandon, U.S. Army All-American, please to explain to us what those drills are.
They are high contact drills that initiate leverage, power, leg drive.
Fear.
Shame.
Fear, shame. Those are, yes. These are the most football-y football drills are the drills that we just listed. Hamburger is another word you can use for the Oklahoma drill. Hamburger. Oklahoma, when the things are tripping down a thing, when the raging wheat sure smells sweet. Is that a real song? Oklahoma, y'all know that? Come on.
Oh, yeah, no.
Y'all ain't from Kentucky. Okay, listen. So, listen. Nope. These are high-impact drills that are supposed to reduce concussions. I argue these drills don't need to be eliminated from the NFL. They don't need to be eliminated from college football or high school football. But if anywhere they need to be eliminated is from college football and high school football and not the NFL, when people are trained, skilled athletes that know what to do with their body, and the shame and the guilt and all the angst that come with being in the middle of Oklahoma drill or bull in the ring or a half line drill, all that is eliminated because these guys are getting paid high dollar to perform and do what is what they do on the field. Now, in high school, in college, where I fell in love with those drills, where I recognized that some screws were loose, where I actually got some stuff knocked loose, you know what I mean? When I'm supposed to say words correctly, and it's like, why can't it be lucky that I'm not, you know, harming someone? You know what I mean? Yeah. The effects of my football years.
Oh, no, I mixed up a couple
just,
words. No.
Yeah, I can't speak correctly. You have to almost, like, listen to me like you're listening to an album or a song. You're like, did you get that reference? No, I didn't really get that reference. Yeah, me either. Okay, my argument is we either change the game of football or we change the drills around them, because eliminating drills like the Oklahoma drill, hamburger, bull in the ring, as brutal as it is, and it doesn't need to be in the sport, it does help weed out the people who don't need to be in the sport. Donnie talked about his time at Oklahoma drills. Heller talked about his time at Oklahoma drills.
Gave my pads back.
My brother gave up football for a long period of time during the Oklahoma drills, and he had to put some weight on, and then he came back. Play at a high level, set the rules, take out the drills that are not good for football players, but you have to understand that there's a level between being a professional football player and being a player that needs hamburger drills, Oklahoma drills, bull in the rings to get the toughness, to get the tenacity, to get the leverage, to get the strength to be able to one day get in the NFL. Okay, I think a lot of these drills need to go away. Trying to put a name on them and trying to put a face on them to make the game more safer so moms feel better about signing their kids up for football, Get out of here. It's time to check the tape. We had Kendrick Perkins in here spitting that real all day long. But the topic that I want to get into is Joy going ham on the Lakers. I think you guys heard me bite my tongue a little bit about where Joy thinks the Lakers are going and the dysfunction that's going on right now after Magic Johnson spilled all the tea. I'm a little bit more optimistic. I'll let y'all know what I think when we hear what Joy talking about. Talk to him, Joy.
First of all, we all know he's not going to be coaching there for 3 years because Jason Kidd is sitting right there the whole time. Okay, that's one. Two, he is right. Everything he's saying is completely true. That is how you should build an organization. It's not about just getting all the guys in the court on the same page, which is hard enough as it is.
Right.
You have to get every single person from the top to the very bottom, mm-hmm. from the highest paid employee to the lowest, all on the same page with the same mantra, the same culture. That's why the Spurs are successful. That's why the Patriots are successful. That's why the Warriors are successful,
yeah.
because you have everyone understanding we are a championship organization. When you come to work, you do championship level work or it's bye. And that's not the case with the Lakers. It's you just come to work and then you figure out what you want to do when you get to work. And that's just the truth.
It has
so
been in the
I
past,
believe
yes.
that Frank Vogel said the right thing. Do mm-hmm. I believe that that's going to happen? No, because we still haven't heard from Jeannie Buss. She needs to come out and say these are the two people. I want to hear two names, Vogel and Pelinka. I don't want to hear about nobody else. I don't want to hear about no Tim Harris. I don't want to hear about no Rambuses. I don't want to hear about LeBron. I don't hear nothing else.
Chris Paul.
And LeBron has rightly distanced himself from it because this is not LeBron's mess. This was messy way before LeBron got here, and this is not his responsibility, and he did not damage this.
Let me address some things. I had to get in a row what I wanted to talk about. Frank Vogel speaking on where he wants the franchise to go. I talked about it on the podcast. Someone voicing some sort of direction for the Lakers is a step in the right direction in the first place. Obviously, they hired Frank Vogel with Jason Kidd as the assistant coach to be there to help out with
the point guard assistant.
Yeah, the point guard. Yes, yes. The point guard. The one who interviewed for the job but couldn't get the job because he wasn't good enough for the job. But that doesn't mean that they don't like him for the job one day. Hence the 3-year deal with Frank Vogel. Hence the relationship between Jason Kidd and Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel said they had a nice long conversation with him, he and Jason Kidd. I truly believe Frank Vogel is going to be the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers the entire time that LeBron James plays out the rest of this contract. I truly believe that. I think Jason Kidd is there to step up and step in for a developed Lonzo Ball, farther on developed Lonzo Ball at that point in time with Jason Kidd, and the head coach for the Los Angeles Lakers will be Jason Kidd eventually, but I don't think it is right now. Focusing on Lonzo is smart. I believe in the Lakers. I believe in the future of the Lakers. We have a lot to see what happens in free agency, but I'm not even betting on free agency as much as I'm betting on the development of Lonzo Ball, the development of LeBron James in this role now, taking a back seat and recognizing that the Lakers aren't trying to win with him right now. The Lakers are not trying to win with LeBron James right now, but they are trying to win championships with Lonzo Ball in the future, and I'm okay with that. Okay, we in the comments. You guys are being very vocal. I see we put some thirst trap out there for you, seeing that Kendrick Perkins really clapped back at Kyrie really strong. Y'all was like, ooh, what else he say? Ooh, what else? Yeah, he gave it to people. He lets people know. So y'all in the comments, voicing your opinions on it. Well, shouts out to y'all. Make sure you subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe. Y'all doing, y'all, it could be better. I want to see that number. I want to see that number jump, okay? I want to see that number jump, okay? We're in here. Let's start with Ant. Did you know this is the third straight year that the Trailblazers have been swept?
You don't say.
Yes, but they didn't get they didn't get swept.
They went
every,
farther, though.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's like
farther
it's like,
is better. More yeah. games good.
Yeah,
less
like,
games bad.
Like
sweeps are bad, sure.
KP spitting big facts, facts, facts.
Big facts is a great nickname for Kendrick Perkins now that I think
like
about
that.
It.
I like that for anybody. I like that for me. Damn right she got to walk, Brandon. It's wartime, not Tour de France time. Amen. Talking about Bruce Koepka. I always call him Bruce. Brooks Koepka's girlfriend. Don't try to kiss me. Are you a golf ball? Are you a 9-iron? Are you a tee? Are you my caddy? Change your name to Katie Caddy. I don't, ooh. Joshua S. Lawrence says, awesome podcast. Long live Queen Petty. Long live Queen P. petty. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. I'll tell Joy you said so. Ashley for the win. LOL. It's golf. I would give you credit for Ashley credit for that, but she corrected me after the podcast. She meant it in a different way. So, so behind the scenes, taking credit away. This actually scroll up. See, Alexis said, going to the Brooks Koepka no kiss. Queen Gorgo knew not to kiss King Leonidas before he went into the battle to fight the 300 Spartans. It's battle time. No soft shit. This is the type of examples. These are the type of pop culture references I'm looking for to back up my text, people.
Also, the fact that she started with a blurb that gave context as to which the comment was referring to. I mean, it's very helpful. That's a top five comment
ladies,
for us right there.
Ladies in the comments, we appreciate you. I've never been confused about what you had to say. Guys, clean it up. Male privilege is a real thing. I'm happy Magic told us out of story. His truth. Hashtag Magic forever. Says Simply Kenya. See, like, look. Simply Kenya.
Simply
Kenya.
Like lemons. Lemonade.
Simply.
Like that lemonade you've been...
And one sip. Just one trip. Okay, that's it for episode 91.5. Updates with Brandon Newsman. Make sure to check out LeBron's Lakers Lost the Magic, episode 91 with Kendrick Perkins. A lot of jewels in there. I see you guys are watching. We up to 3,000 views already. The next day of the upload. I like that. Keep watching. Tell your friends about it. We're putting out more content. Come back. We here. We love y'all. Crazy gang. We out.